As I was a rambling near Temple Bar, I met with a lady of pleasure. Her beauty shined as bright as a star. I then was inflamed out of measure. Like a gallant I to her did go, when first I beholding her glory. But at the length it proved my overthrow, as you may observe by this story. She was perfumed with powder, nay paint, did make me her beauty admire. At first she appeared to me like a saint, I being resolved to try her. Yet at the first she would not be mine, but threatened to make an oration. This was a subtle and crafty design, the more to encourage my passion. While we together disputing did stand, I wittily sounded her temper. I clapped two yellow boys into her hand, at which she began for to simper. Straightway she yielded to be my mate, then home to her lodging she hasted. I like a coxcomb upon her did wait, where I was sufficiently basted. I had no sooner approached the place with this fair and amorous beauty, but I immediately fell to embrace her, counting it to be my duty. Straight a stout roisterer entered the room, and running upon me most nimble, crying, "You rascal, death shall be your doom." This made me to quiver and tremble. Now in a sorrowful snare I was caught. This gallant did hector and vapor. I could have given my life for a groat, for fear of a dent of his rapier. Straightways he seemed to pardon his wife, because of her humble submission. Yet he continued to threaten my life. I was in a woeful condition. Here I expected I should be destroyed. With blows I was bitterly wounded. There was no way in the world to avoid his fury, I being surrounded. His wife and he both fell upon me, they being concluded together. When I discovered my sad destiny, I wished I had never came thither. 7 good guineas I proffered to give, if he would be pleased to excuse me. But yet he vowed I no longer would live, and then he the more did abuse me. 100 pound he vowed he would have. Then I of the fray being tired, and being willing my life for to save, straight granted whate'er he desired. Was ever novice so strangely trepanned, where kindness I could not have any, but was compelled straight to give him a bond for paying him every penny. 100 pound I give for a kiss, by which I declare I am undone. Now you young gallants take warning by this, beware of the ladies of London.